The Brookings Institution says Lawrence Tech provides one of the best college experiences in the nation. Find out why and meet with counselors to apply for on-site or online classes that start in January. Visit ltu.edu. Welcome to M Squared TechCast, a live internet radio show offering the latest news and interviews with the people driving business, technology, and politics in Michigan. Now, your hosts, Matt Rausch and Mike Brennan.
Hey, it's Matt Rausch.
And Mike Brennan.
And we're back with another fun-filled episode of the M Squared TechCast. I believe this is edition number 103. So, yes, we've been doing this for close to 2 years now, or around
Over
2 years?
Over 2 years. September of 2015.
Okay. So,
wow, huh?
Yeah, I guess we're gluttons for punishment. Yeah. Either that or you are, our beloved listeners.
So we're here.
We're going to start off with our monthly visit from Dr. Tanya Matthews from the Michigan Science Center. Good afternoon, Dr. Matthews.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Stuff going on at the Science Center. Veterans Day is coming right up, so why don't you talk a little bit about what the Science Center is doing for that?
Absolutely. So, of course, Veterans Day is officially on Saturday, but the Science Center is trying something different for different kinds of families. So we are going to be celebrating Veterans Day on this coming Friday, November the 10th, free admission all day on Friday, thanks to support from the Ford Motor Company. So we are really excited about that. And we've got a whole bunch of things planned, including, of course, a veterans recognition ceremony. We're going to have the color guard and all those different kinds of things. But, of course, you know, in addition to standing and protecting us, our veterans are also responsible for some of the most amazing technology and technological innovation in the world. So it is perfect that we are celebrating this during the run of 1001 Inventions, talking about all the reasons and all the different kinds of communities that have helped perhaps launch the current golden age of innovation.
All right. I'm sorry. I got the wrong list up. So go ahead, man. What's on next?
Okay. Well, there's something here that I didn't know existed. It's one of those days. There's a special day virtually every day, right?
Yeah.
But we've got another one coming up from UNESCO, World Science Day for Peace and Development, and there's some Science Center activities about that.
Absolutely. So that is also November the 10th. And you know what? It's not coincidence or ironic. It really does, I think, fit together as we think about the different kinds of roles that our veterans and all of those first responders serve. Sort of being a bulwark for peace and development is also part of it. And that, of course, is a lot of technology. One of my favorite technological challenges of the new century is actually water, not just for Flint, but for the whole world, thinking about all the different technology that we can use around that. And so, again, because we're celebrating it along with Veterans Day, we're going to have free general admission. You know, we want folks to register so we can make room for everyone. And we're going to have special presentations and hands-on activities inside of our visiting exhibit, as well as on the floor of the Science Center. And, of course, all of our theaters will be going. And so we'll be talking about different kinds of technology, particularly things related to world development and urban development, and those different kinds of engineering design challenges.
Well, one of my favorites looking like here, I'm going to move to the bottom of the list here, Foodie Night. So that caught my attention right away.
Yes.
So,
well, so listen, this is the number one reason to only stuff yourself like half a turkey on Thanksgiving, because the following Wednesday, November 29th, is Foodie Night. So every Wednesday during the run of 1001 Inventions, we have a different themed night. And it turns out that the one after Thanksgiving, Wednesday the 29th, is going to be our Foodie Night. So remember, the 1001 Inventions exhibition covers civilizations all the way from Spain to China. And that says a lot of food, a lot of tasty food. So we're going to be having guest visitors and vendors come through, and they're going to have all kinds of tastings of different cultures and different foods. And maybe in between bites, you will remember to pay attention while we teach you the different science. I have learned the science of making Turkish coffee. It is awesome, and that is why I'm talking so fast right now.
Wow, well, yes, that's caffeine will do that.
Yeah, I remember the first one of the first times I first moved to Detroit, and for one of the first times I went to a Lebanese restaurant, I wanted to order Turkish coffee before the meal, and the waiter was very kind and said, "No, sir, if you drink Turkish coffee, you will not be hungry. You will not enjoy your dinner." So,
yes. Yeah, yes. And the official process takes hours, you know, to sort of get it right. But it's really good, folks. It's good.
Yep.
It's really good.
Yeah, one of the spices in that is cardamom, which is something that we don't really use a lot.
Is that what that taste is? Yep. I always wondered what that was.
Yep.
Yeah. That extra taste that's in there.
Well, by then we'll all be sick of turkey leftovers, so that'll be a good thing. So.
Yeah.
That's right. And folks need some inspiration. You know, one of the best reasons to drink some good old Turkish coffee is to try to outlast your chess partner. So even though you guys pointed out the 29th, I would say that I'm looking forward to the Wednesday, the 22nd. That is chess night. And so we got some chess clubs coming, but we'll also have just chess boards set up so folks can come and practice their chess skills or show off their chess skills, maybe learn a little something. But, of course, this is one of the games that was professionalized, for lack of a better phrase, during the period that our exhibition 1001 actually celebrates.
Yeah, it says here the game was
coffee and play some chess.
Yeah, it says here the game was developed in India, and so I learned something today. I did not know that.
I did not.
Yeah, which is really interesting, right? Because we think kings, queens, rooks. We definitely have a very kind of right. Well, we've only got really one queen that we all know these days, so we figure maybe she is actually the chess piece that we're looking at. But no, you are right. It was developed in India.
Yeah, when you talk about bishops and knights and things like that, you figure it must have been medieval Europe where it was developed, but that's probably just the current iteration was developed then.
Yeah, I think so. And of course, you know, for us today, it's definitely just a game, but it's all sort of related to very real conversations about the art of war, which, of course, is Sun Tzu, and that's an entirely sort of different conversation there. But, you know, folks used to practice and work with this game so they could actually do this in real life and sort of thinking about those strategies. And so today we prefer to think of it as a sort of war and a strategy for the battles in technology and perhaps some corporate kinds of things as opposed to thinking of our classic ways of using it.
And then right on the heels of Foodie Night, we have Healthy Living Night. Now, how does that square, by the way?
Listen, it's all about moderation, right? All about moderation. So Healthy Living Night, we've got several different kinds of folks coming in there. So, of course, we're going to be talking about healthy exercise. We're also going to be talking about healthy food. It's all in moderation. But we're also working with our partners over at UD Mercy, who has an incredible program to convince and introduce more folks to my field of study, biomedical engineering and the related biomedical sciences. And they've got a phenomenal program that offers scholarships to incoming freshmen who want to participate in one of these biosciences careers for folks who are coming from underserved and underrepresented communities. So they're also going to have a table there in case you are so impressed that you decide to do this for a living.
Which is part of your thinking here, I'm sure, right?
Absolutely. A lot of this is really getting families and kids engaged with ideas and skills that actually go with careers. I just read a really, really cool sort of study, and they are suggesting that third grade is when kids should start career planning. Actually, what they said is third grade is when they do start career planning, and the adults just need to keep up. So, got to get in there early. Start those ideas much, much younger than we usually do.
Okay, wow. So what's the schedule for these theme nights? When are they offered? I know it's after the museum's normal hours, right?
It is. So one of the things we're doing on Wednesdays, we are extending our hours until 8 p.m. So we'll be open all day, and the theme part of the afternoon kicks in around 5 o'clock. One admission price, $10 per person. That is a discount off of our regular prices, so folks can come in and take advantage of everything that we have to offer for just one price. And our members, of course, are treated. And so members, of course, can just show their membership and come on in and celebrate. So we are actually open until 8 p.m. on each one of the Wednesdays between now and the close of the exhibition.
And then what sort of crowds are you drawing for the 1001 innovations? How's that doing?
You know, it's been pretty interesting. This weekend, we had over 1,000 folks come in on Saturday, and I want to give a special shout out to our partners also at General Motors. That was the day that they also designated as their day where they really wanted folks from General Motors to come in. So I think they definitely outnumbered us 5-1, but we had a pretty big crowd this weekend. And our joint field trips with the Detroit Institute of Arts, the DIA, actually sold out for the month of October. So we're really excited about that and trying to see what we can do to create some more. That was a joint field trip where the 1001 Inventions exhibition is aligned to matching galleries over at the DIA. And so students got to have both experiences and really tie both of the institutions and both sides of their brains together.
Got about 30 seconds left. Why don't you tell folks where they could dial up on the internet to find out more?
Absolutely. So check us out at www.mi-sci.org. You can see the full calendar for theme nights every Wednesday from now until the close of the exhibition, as well as our special event days such as Veterans Day that is coming up and all the amazing things that we have going on. And including, of course, STEMinista Saturdays still happens every second Saturday of every month. So if you've got a young lady in your life who is going to save the world, you should definitely be connecting her with the Michigan Science Center.
And if she's in third grade, all the better, right?
All right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We'll start her on that doctorate real early.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Tanya Matthews, director of the Michigan Science Center, with more information on the Science Center. For right now, this is Matt Rausch.
And Mike Brennan.
And you're listening to the M Squared TechCast.
The Brookings Institution says Lawrence Tech provides one of the best college experiences in the nation. Find out why and meet with counselors to apply for on-site or online classes that start in January. Visit ltu.edu. Thanks for listening to M Squared TechCast, a live internet radio show offering the latest news and interviews with the people driving business, technology, and politics in Michigan. Join your hosts, Matt Rausch and Mike Brennan, next Monday at 3 p.m. If you can't listen live, audio podcasts of the show can be found at podcastdetroit.com.